Ever wondered why some professionals rise effortlessly while others remain stuck despite obvious talent? The secret lies not just in hard work, but in strategic career management. Carla Harris, a Wall Street powerhouse who broke glass ceilings at Morgan Stanley, reveals that careers today should be viewed as a series of modules, 6 to 8 segments of roughly 5 years each, rather than a single linear path. This modular approach liberates you from finding the perfect career and allows for strategic pivots as industries evolve. When planning your next move, focus on identifying your preferred job content rather than specific positions. Ask yourself, if money were no object, how would you spend your days? What jobs contain this content? What skills do you need for these positions? Your natural inclinations provide valuable clues about suitable directions. If you thrived in team sports, consider roles that leverage collaborative skills. If art was your strongest subject, explore creative fields. This content-focused approach helps identify work that will be fulfilling regardless of specific titles. In competitive job markets, online applications rarely get you noticed. Supplement digital submissions with physical resumes via overnight delivery and leverage your network aggressively. During interviews, companies evaluate 3 crucial elements: your can-do, credentials, experience, your will-do, motivation, tenacity, and your fit, cultural compatibility. The tell me about yourself question is your opportunity to sell yourself. Consider what the interviewer seeks and weave key success factors into your narrative. Direct experience is rarely the dominant hiring factor. Positioning yourself as a self-starter and quick learner with a track record of first-time success can effectively compete against those with more experience. When discussing weaknesses, never mention anything related to key success factors. Instead, discuss unrelated skills you're currently improving. Always have thoughtful questions ready when asked. Having none suggests nervousness or disinterest. Performance currency is the goodwill generated through consistently excellent work, calculated as intellect, experience, plus strong execution, times multiple occurrences. This currency becomes exchangeable for promotions, desirable assignments, raises, and forgiveness for occasional mistakes. When new to an organization, earning performance currency early is vital since you lack political power. Your accomplishments need validation from authority figures to have value, and first impressions are critical. Adopt an under-promise and over-deliver approach to build this currency. While exceptional performance creates goodwill, relationship currency stems from the strength of your professional connections. Many professionals mistakenly believe excellent work alone will advance their careers. However, as you progress towards senior positions, promotion decisions increasingly depend on judgment influenced by relationships. At higher levels, everyone performs well technically. Your relationship network becomes the differentiator. Develop connections across all organizational levels and departments. Relationship currency grows through consistent positive interactions and knowing colleagues beyond their professional roles. Like personal relationships, professional ones require frequency of touch, regular interactions, and shared experiences. The most effective approach creates an imbalance of trade, focusing on giving rather than receiving. By consistently offering help when no immediate benefit exists, you build powerful relationship currency that others often reciprocate with new opportunities. For the first time, 4 generations work together: traditionalists, baby boomers, Gen Xers, and millennials, each with distinct communication preferences. Successful communicators adapt accordingly. Boomers prefer formal meetings and detailed reports, while millennials value quick texts and instant messages. Gen Xers favor efficient emails, and traditionalists appreciate formal written correspondence. When communicating across generations, consider your audience. Visit a boomer boss in person for important discussions. Schedule formal meetings with traditionalists. Use digital tools and digestible formats with millennials. During meetings, show respect by staying focused and avoiding smartphone distractions, which can damage relationship currency. Your work profile, how colleagues describe your organizational fit, shapes your opportunities. This profile should reflect your authentic self rather than maintaining separate work and personal personas. The economic climate when you join an organization influences which profiles are valued. The good soldier follows orders, executes correctly, and respects authority, thriving in hierarchical environments during tough economic times. The yes man always agrees with authority figures, succeeding under insecure, dictatorial leaders. The arguer takes the devil's advocate approach, challenging ideas and identifying problems, valuable in innovative environments. The chief combines vision, management skills, and execution abilities with motivational power, unafraid to challenge leadership while demonstrating strong performance or influence. Before accepting a position, understand the organization's promotion patterns, formal or informal, to avoid future frustration. Research whether senior executives were promoted internally or hired externally. Your entry point significantly impacts lifetime compensation, so during interviews, emphasize growing experience and market rate expectations rather than revealing current pay. When requesting raises, be direct but strategic. Provide concrete justification with specific examples and quantifiable results. While authenticity matters, manage emotional displays carefully. Extreme reactions can permanently damage your professional reputation. Every professional can develop leadership capabilities by embodying LEADER characteristics: leverage, efficiency, action, diversity, engagement, and responsibility. A sponsor is essential for career advancement. They advocate for your promotions behind closed doors where important decisions happen. If your sponsor leaves, quickly secure another to maintain career momentum. Job changes are pivotal career decisions that can dramatically accelerate or derail your trajectory. Valid reasons to leave include better compensation, greater responsibility, different career paths, unfair treatment, or restructuring. When evaluating opportunities, conduct thorough due diligence and get promises in writing. Verbal assurances about future promotions often don't materialize. Industry transitions require leveraging your network to reach key decision makers. All job changes involve risks. Roles may differ from what was promised, sponsors might leave, or company strategy could shift. During organizational changes through acquisition, new leadership, or restructuring, assess your strengths, consider how you might fit in the new structure, and maintain a constructive attitude. Rather than reinventing yourself, focus on repositioning, using past experiences as a launching pad toward something new. Take inventory of all professional, personal, and philanthropic experiences, emphasizing skills developed and strengths acquired. Include technical abilities, personal attributes, and volunteer work. Remember that few positions truly require exact prior experience. Most requirements are preferences. Your task is connecting your existing skills to the new role's demands. When returning after a career gap, demonstrate relevance through courses, certificate programs, consulting work, and volunteer experience that showcases transferable skills. Consider a step strategy, taking intermediate roles that gradually lead back to your target position. As technology disrupts industries, develop adaptable skills like data analysis, digital literacy, and cross-cultural communication that transfer across sectors. Careers are marathons, not sprints. You'll likely have multiple careers throughout your professional journey, so prioritize continuous learning and relationship building. Your competitive advantage isn't just knowledge, but strategic positioning for each opportunity. View your career as a series of modules rather than a single path, creating flexibility to pivot as industries evolve. The professionals who thrive continuously build both performance and relationship currency while strategically positioning themselves for each new career chapter.